Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's been 25 years since that catastrophic Mississippi River flood of 1993 in the city of Keysburg, Illinois, hit very hard. And back in 1993, Steve Nileen served as the city superintendent of water and wastewater. How vivid are those 1993 memories here in July of 2018?
They were just like it happened yesterday. I can drive down Jackson Street, which was the lowest elevation on the north side of town by the levee, and picture all the homes that were devastated by the flood, the memories of the people that were, things that were lost, can't be replaced, devastating to the entire town, particularly the people directly involved with the flood.
You saw the physical aspect of that, no question about that, with the damage. Do people comprehend, do people comprehend the mental aspect of it, though, do you think? That you never really recover from that, do you?
No, I think it's one of those things you had to be there. If you haven't gone through it, you can't totally, I mean, they appreciate the fact that things were lost, but they don't have the entire depth of it unless you were personally involved with it. It's tragic.
All right.
A lot of lives were changed.
Take us back to the day that levee was breached, kind of your reaction, and then just if you can physically describe what happened in short order.
Well, it was the levee actually give way up on between 15th and 16th on Jackson Street on the Pope Creek side. We were battling it pretty hard. We had it, we thought, pretty well under control. We were getting by with it. Of course, some seepage and everything, but we just kept getting rain and rain, and it finally pushed the sandbag barrier off the levee there, and it breached it. It was about 100 feet from the city well at that time, and it was pretty devastating. All that hard work and effort, it was just in just a matter of a second, it was gone. And it didn't take long for it to fill up the town, you know, and it was just a waiting process for it to go down and clean up, and it was a real tragic event for a lot of folks.
And it was such a great fight, too, with the amount of support the town received, not only from the residents within the town, but a lot of support from outside the town. You put up a good fight. Unfortunately, you didn't win on that July day, but like I said, a lot of support the town received.
Oh, that's right. We had support from folks from all over the United States, and even some from overseas sent us, you know, support money and blessings and everything. It was all greatly appreciated. Although we lost the battle, like you said, but you know, it's just one of those things. You go at it as hard as you can and hope for the best. In this case, it turned out for the worst, but we feel proud of what we did, and we bounced back. Tried it again in 2008. We got whacked again, but when you live by the river, you're going to get wet sometimes.
Well, and that's the thing about when you reflect back to 1993, you deal with the stresses leading up to the flood in terms of battling the river, trying to keep the water at bay. You deal with the stresses of the levee breaching. You deal with the aftermath of cleaning up. And then you deal with the stresses of the federal government and FEMA. I mean, am I summing up that correctly? You know, the aftermath of the cleanup and, you know, dealing with the federal government agency and that buyout, not only for the government of Keysburg itself, but then the individual residents too. Can you explain or elaborate on the challenges of, you know, dealing with that some 25 years later? I'm sure those memories are still pretty fresh too.
Yeah, FEMA they helped us out a lot, but with federal agencies, there's always strings attached. They done a lot of buyout, which was great for the folks that lost their homes and changed their lives, but On the other hand, the city got a hold of the property on the buyout, and then we were left to maintain it. And they had quite a restriction. We couldn't do anything with it but maintain it, which means mowing and upkeep and that kind of thing. So it's a kind of a double-edged sword there. We ended up with more expense on the maintenance aspect of it, you know, and it's pretty overwhelming. But they did come in and help us a ton. I don't want to make it sound negative towards FEMA, but there's always strings attached with the federal government, as you well know.
I don't recollect the actual height. I don't have my notes in front of me, but the flood level, I think, is at 14 feet in Keysburg. And what did it reach that July morning back in 1993?
Yes, 14 is the flood stage, and I believe it was 24.3, I believe. It's somewhere in that range. It was, it topped our levee is what happened, basically. It's pretty devastating. After the fact, when you just kind of, when everything settles down, you're just in awe at the power of that river. Definitely. The river has been a blessing. If it wasn't for the Mississippi, Keysburg was put here for river services years ago, and it's been a real, real treat, but sometimes it bites you.
All right, so talking with Steve Nyline, again, back in 1993, he served as the superintendent of water and wastewater for the city of Keysburg, retired in 2014, 36 years of service with the community. If I ask you, as we wrap up here, what is your, and maybe this is an unfair question, but if I say, give me one really vivid memory you have of that 1993 summer, what would that be?
I think the thing that sticks in my mind the most was the fact that when this happened, it was tragic to a lot of people, but the support and the people working together to make it happen, to come back, to help ease the pain on the folks that lost everything, it was an amazing thing to me. People that would not even speak to each other on a good day, they were working side by side, throwing sandbags, actually having fun doing it, getting along real well. It's unfortunate it takes a tragedy to bring people together, but it certainly did in Keysburg that day.
Memories of the 1993 Great Mississippi River Flood from Steve Nyline, who served as the town's superintendent of water and wastewater.